This is 1A. I'm Joshua Johnson in Washington. Our program, 1A, is named after the First Amendment. And today we'll hear two influential voices with different and very direct experiences of free speech and free press. Later in this hour, we'll meet the man who used to be the richest person in Russia, an oil baron with power and influence. Mikhail Khodorkovsky lost that when he opposed Vladimir Putin, went to jail for a decade, and then went into exile. We begin with someone here in the U.S. who has built a career holding the powerful to account. President Trump has made no secret of his irritation with CNN, particularly certain reporters and anchors. The president has even tweeted images depicting an avatar of CNN being run over by a train or being blown out of the sky like a fighter jet in Top Gun. Some call that a threat against the free press. Others say it's just Trump being Trump and a coarse insult at best. But for many journalists at CNN, it's just another day on the job. Joining us in studio is Jake Tapper, CNN's chief Washington correspondent and the host of its afternoon news program, The Lead. Jake Tapper, welcome to 1A.
It's great to be here. Thank you. I've been listening to your show since it started. I'm a big fan, so it's nice to be here.
Glad you liked the program. I wish I could say that President Trump felt the same about what he sees on CNN or on NBC. Indeed, here is what he tweeted just within the hour before we went on the air. Quote, "Fake at NBC News made up a story that I wanted a tenfold increase in our U.S. nuclear arsenal. Pure fiction made up to demean. NBC equals CNN." Unquote. What do you make of this feud between the president and CNN? What is this really about?
I think a lot of it's about he doesn't like accountability. I mean, it's really that simple. He doesn't like accountability, and he also craves the approval of the mainstream media that he derides. I mean, he goes after the New York Times as well, and yet we know he reads it. He calls Maggie Haberman all the time. And I think that he wishes that we were reporting more favorably about him. And, you know, quite frankly, it's pretty transparent. I mean, look, first of all, most presidents don't like their press coverage. But this president pushes back against any sort of checks and balances, whether it's the judiciary and going after so-called judges, or it's the legislative branch and attacks on members of his own party, or the free press. And, you know, I think that CNN becomes just kind of an icon of free press.
How do you view the relationship between CNN and the president? I mean, it's worth noting that as we begin our hour, that the lead story on CNN this hour is the wildfires in Northern California, followed by the allegations, the explosive new allegations against Harvey Weinstein. So it's not like CNN leads with Donald Trump all the time,
no.
But there clearly is this dance going on. CNN's president, Jeff Zucker, used to be at NBC and was the executive, the guy who made The Apprentice happen. So there's this relationship there. How do you view this relationship? Is it healthy or is it toxic?
Well, I think the president's relationship, pardon me, I think the president's relationship with the media in general is toxic. And I think the president's relationship with a lot of American institutions is dysfunctional and indecent and, you know, not adhering to general standards of behavior that we're used to, whether under Democratic presidents or Republican presidents. I think the Zucker-Trump relationship, you know, that's Jeff's previous life at NBC and creating The Apprentice and negotiating with Donald Trump. But I don't see it affecting anything in my life or my coverage or I just don't see it at all. I don't know if they talk at all. I don't think they do.
It's interesting. We've got kind of a mix of comments about CNN and Jake Tapper and the news in general. Josie commented, please continue to be aggressive and hold public servants accountable for their actions and their words. Please encourage other journalists to do the same. Marianne tweeted, Jake gives me hope.
Oh, that's nice.
How much of your job do you see as being giving people hope? I mean, it seems like part of what's baked into these comments is this feeling of someone's got to make the president answer. Someone's got to hold these people to account. And there's a vicarious benefit, I think, some people derive from watching Jake Tapper and Jim Acosta and others stand up to the administration and say, no, really, you're going to answer my question.
I think that I mean, that's not why I do it. I do it because it's my job. And for 8 years, I tried to do it to President Obama and his administration. And I got a lot of grief from the left and from the Obama administration. And now it's President Trump. And I get a lot of grief from his supporters. But I think that, you know, whenever there's another Democratic president, I'll be giving him or her the same kind of attempt to hold he or she accountable. And probably a lot of these people singing my praises today will talk about what a right-wing hack I am.
We're talking to Jake Tapper, chief Washington correspondent from CNN and the anchor of the afternoon news program, The Lead. We only have him for part of the program, so if you have questions and thoughts to share, do get them in right away. Email us, 1A@WAMU.org. Comment on our Facebook page or tweet us at 1A. The other tweet that the president shared a few minutes after the one I read at the beginning reads, quote, "With all of the fake news coming out of NBC and the networks, at what point is it appropriate to challenge their license? Bad for country," unquote. Now, to be clear, NBC deals with terrestrial broadcasting, so he couldn't go after the network, but the stations that are affiliates, theoretically, he could threaten through the FCC. CNN is on cable. It's regulated differently. But how much of this do you think is bluster? Do you actually think that the administration would take steps to hamper a free press or to affect these networks, or is this just talk?
A combination of both. I think if President Trump could do it and got no pushback from his chief of staff or his administration or the courts or the Congress, I think he would do it. Absolutely, 100%. I don't think he has any understanding of what 1A, what the First Amendment is. He has talked about changing the libel laws in this country, making it easier to sue. I think if he could snap his fingers and make it so it was tougher for news organizations that print or broadcast stories that are critical of him or don't depict him in the best light, he would do so. But thankfully, our forefathers established this flawed, but still the best one there is yet, system where there are checks and balances. So I take it seriously, but not literally, as Selena Zito said, the president's supporters took him. And her implicit criticism was that journalists took him literally, but not seriously. I'm taking it seriously. I think he means it, but I don't think he's actually going to do anything about it. But I think it does indicate something about his lack of respect for the freedom of the press.
Do you feel like people understand, in kind of a real world sense, what it is that you're trying to do at CNN? I kind of feel sometimes like, because things have changed so much, the contract between the public and the press sort of needs to be reviewed and rewritten so we understand one another, which is partly what this program is about. How much do you feel like the work that you're trying to do on CNN is received the way you intended?
I think a lot of it is received the way I intended, which is, look, I don't think it's my job to have an opinion and broadcast my opinion on the president's policies. I think we should have a debate about them. I think we should cover them critically and aggressively. But I don't think people watch my show because they're going to hear me disagree with the president on trade or tax policy or whatever. We're going to have healthy debates where sides are represented. But I do think it's important for journalists to stand up for two things. And those two things are facts and truth and decency. And those are where I put my flags, or try to put my flags. Look, there are corrupt bargains in journalism, and we see them in the Harvey Weinstein story. We see them in how the Weinstein companies made deals with the press. We see it in, if you look at Ronan Farrow and why his blockbuster story was in The New Yorker, and why NBC, even though he was an NBC reporter, why they didn't do it. We see that corruption. And that type of journalism, access journalism, favor journalism, I won't broadcast this, but you do an interview for me, that's a dinosaur. That's on its way out. And the public is catching on. The news organizations that are sycophantic or pull their punches when it comes to lies, when it comes to indecency, they don't realize it yet, but they are they're on the endangered species list.
Speaking of people who have kind of a flexible relationship with the truth, as we go to break, a number of listeners have been asking us what Ian on Twitter has asked in all caps: please stop interviewing Kellyanne Conway. And Amit on Facebook wants to know what you really think about Kellyanne Conway. Before we hit our first break, what do you really think of her?
I think she's put in a situation that a lot of people are put in, which is defending the indefensible. And that's a decision she made when she signed up. I have not interviewed her since February, since that half-hour interview with her that in which I challenged her on all the president's lies at the time. So many lies ago, Josh, I can't even keep track. But it was back when he was saying the media never covered terrorism for that sort of thing.
One more quick question. I'm sorry. I know we got to let you go soon. Barb asks, can we bounce back from fake news? How do we win trust back?
The media needs to do a lot of work here. And I say this all the time. We need to rise to this occasion. We need to make sure our stories are airtight and cross our T's and dot our I's. We need to avoid sloppy mistakes, ugly mistakes. We need to avoid the kind of corrupt practices of the past of access journalism and favors for people in power. And we can win the public's trust back, but we've got a lot of work to do.
Jake Tapper, the chief Washington correspondent for CNN, host of The Lead and on State of the Union on Sunday mornings, and a fairly good cartoonist, but you got to stay to the end of the show to see what I mean. Jake Tapper, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
When we continue, we'll hear from the former Russian oligarch Mikhail Khodorkovsky of what he thinks of Vladimir Putin now that he is in exile. I'm Joshua Johnson. You're listening to 1A from WAMU and NPR.